Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Game week 8 is just around the corner and injuries are everywhere. Players are dropping like flies, and I haven't seen this many flags since they were draped around the shoulders of the European Ryder Cup team at the weekend. Managers are trying to work out whether to take a hit, whether to ride out the storm until game week 10, or whether they need to smash that wildcard button. Baker and I have made our transfers already. Let's find out what we've done. Right, guys, welcome back. This is the Above Average FPL podcast. My name's Adam, and as always, joined by Baker. How you doing, mate?
Good, mate. Good. I mean, I feel up against it. I feel proper. Don't you feel like it's just games hitting you hard every week?
It's a weird one because we've talked about it already, I think, but with Haaland's ownership so high, I think the thing is there are a lot of middle-owned assets. So, when anybody punches, it hurts. Like, when any of them punch, it hurts. It's a couple of points here and it's a couple of points there, but then they add up more than before because last season and the season before, you know, you had the guys that punched at 60, 70% ownership.
Yeah.
Like, and there's only a handful, there's only a very, very few of those now, and we're just getting hit with 25% Fodens and, you know, all this sort of stuff coming.
That's Watkins last week, you know.
Yeah, Watkins is only 20%.
And then your own players are hitting you with just flag after flag.
That's a problem.
Mate,
that's a problem. I mean, everyone seems to be injured.
Everyone's on wildcard this week. I've seen so many wildcards out and about. And I'm like, we wildcarded 2 weeks ago. And I think I've had five injuries since wildcard.
Ouch.
Just relentless. You know, this week, obviously, Eze and Estupinan. And, oh, man, you know, my last decision on wildcard was I could afford, if I wanted to keep Estupinan, I had to have Eze, or if I wanted Diaby more, I was going to go Anderson. And I went Eze and Estupinan. And you're like, one, it's not worked out on the points, but you don't mind that because, you know, the reason why you consider anyone on wildcard is they're good picks, but both of them get out, bad out. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. It does feel like every time we get a press conference, we've got a new injured player from somewhere.
It's not even necessarily a presser, is it? You just suddenly see a tweet saying 6 weeks, 2 months. You know, Solomon this week was just like, oh, bang, Manu Solomon's out for 2 months. Eze out for 6 weeks, just out of nowhere. At least the Supernans was from a game almost, so at least you've seen something of it. But when you just suddenly see, just even in training, people are just breaking down, it's going to be a long, hard season.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it. Definitely,
and because like it. I feel like, I'm going to say we've taken the right approach. I'm going to say we're taking the right approach because you want to say we're taking the right approach. But we are already on minus points for the week.
Yeah, both of us.
because we've already done the wild card. Like, so we have to try and keep up, you know, because so many teams are obviously now playing wild card, they go in with perfect teams.
Yeah, because they've got clean slate and away you go.
If you fight against it, like, not only might that team get 10 points more than you because it's better than you, like, it's going to beat you again next week. It's going to beat you again next week. So I do think, you know, to take on the tide, I'm looking to be a bit more aggressive than I normally would be with it. But I also think this just feels like a season to enjoy it. Like, this is the first season in a while where we've had like one game a week games and all of the rest of it. And I feel like I'm like, kind of want to just enjoy the team I put out every week.
Is that partly as well because we've been punched in the face with this wild card? Because I think if we'd have actually taken any steps, like 10, 15, if we'd have taken maybe 15 to 20 points on the field over the last 2 weeks, having got a wild card, I think we'd obviously feel a lot better about it. But having, you know, having literally not rolled, having not been able to even keep pace with people who haven't wildcarded, and now we've got to take points hits even further behind to catch up. I feel like we're just 20, 30 points behind.
Oh, I think we're scrambling. I think everybody that's wildcard already, you're scrambling. But what I haven't seen many wildcard is that got like the 30 points that some got last week. Like, some people, you know, really, really got hit big hard last week. So although it's a scramble, even if you are taking hits or doing all the stuff, feel like you are still in the mix. What you haven't done is got those gains. And that's what you're fearful of. You're suddenly fearful of, oh my God, everyone else is going to play it and they're going to now shoot 20 points ahead of me.
Yeah, that's a problem. It does definitely.
But it's long, isn't it? It's a long season. We've got 30 weeks of this to go.
I know, but I saw people talking about it already about, oh, it's okay because, you know, you're only 50 points off the top 10K. I made up this difference last year. Well, well done, because we had 15 doubles and 5 blanks for the last 20 games.
I love those humble tweets. I love those humble tweets. No one ever tweets
it.
It says, I was 80 points behind and I finished up 300 points behind. Like, no one tweets that. They only tweet it.
That's me.
By the way, I was 80 points behind and then I played absolutely perfectly for 30 weeks and caught everyone up.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen. I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
I hate that stuff.
The braggers.
Indeed.
So. The week,
well, before we do the week, we have to say hello, and there's nobody in the chat because we're not streaming, but if you're here and you're watching, make sure you hit the like button and hit subscribe if you do enjoy what we're doing, and you do want to see more content from us, basically. We'd really appreciate it.
Can they still vote for us in the old awards?
You can still vote for us in the FCAs. I don't have that. Do I have that? Yes, I have that. Here it is. Best in Fantasy Football Podcast. The voting link is in the description below. Make sure you go and do that. Please vote for us. Be amazing. Back to here. There we go. Just like that. Straight back. So we've got fixtures. I've got my team and your team. Pretty basic because I've been out on the golf course all day.
had a company. And I'm no help. I just turn up and drink beer.
Yeah, well, we are here drinking beer.
We're still open for sponsorship on beer. Crypto Blockdown does a marvellous job on giving us the podcast, but he's very open for us to have a beer. Wiper and True, I'm a big fan of your beers, so if somehow someone watches that comes from here, I'm open.
Sounds good. Here are the fixtures. Here's the fixture crush. So this is from Lego Mane on Twitter. Everyone knows Lego Mane. And basically just gives you a view of all the games coming up, which includes midweeks and, yeah, standard stuff, home and away. So I think obviously it looks at last season's, it's using last season's league ranking to rank it. Hence why all the teams at the top have got European fixtures and the guys, there's guys down the bottom.
Makes it nice to look at like this way though, doesn't it?
Apart from West Ham, which is...
Like this. Well, yeah, because they won it.
Because they won it.
17 games unbeaten in Europe now after tonight.
That's mental. I mean, it's mental. They're playing chitters, but it's mental. It's still good.
I mean, they play some good football again tonight. I guess when I looked at this earlier, I was like, when we come back, so we've got 2 weeks now off of international break where we could have more injuries. There is quite a lot of South American teams playing away on that second week, which is
away or at home.
Well, you know, what I mean, like not in England.
Oh, not in. Yeah.
Don't know if the actual matches are home and away, but they're in a different continent. So
I got you.
And then they come back and then we go straight into Europe again. And it's basically like the same as the last one. It's Europe, then it's Carabao, then it's Europe again. And some of these might get interesting. We are recording currently at 9:30. And as it stands, Liverpool winning 1-0. And I believe the Villa score is still 0-0. If in 20 minutes time, if that Villa game is 0-0, then despite the fact that those Villa fixtures are just ridiculous. So West Ham at home, Luton home, Forest away, Fulham at home. The back-to-back games against AZ Alkmaar, including the first one being away from home. I do wonder about, like, the Luton game looks like the prime one to start resting players in, which is the game we all want.
Yeah, I don't know. I think because they've got a week off, they've got 7 days off after that. So I think maybe that's probably still fine. I think it probably helps that they've got two home games, so the preparation will be a lot easier, I think, for them as well. So I can't see it being a huge issue. I mean, with AZ only being in Holland and they're not going to the arse end of nowhere in the middle of Europe, I think they'll be okay.
I think they'll be okay. We have seen it even like with Watkins, haven't we? Like coming off 20 minutes, you know, 15 minutes to go, not even necessarily 90 minutes. Just something to be aware of. That we have got these teams that have got it. Liverpool, similar, you know, is they should be okay now. They're going to win both their first two games. So I think we'll see less rotation. So that Luton game that we get in game week 11 suddenly looks prime. Yeah, like that should definitely be done by then. I wouldn't expect them to be in it. I mean, Newcastle obviously are definitely in that group now. They're definitely in that group.
Yeah, I've gone big time.
So whether we'll see rotation with them, and Man United have got work to do.
Yeah. I mean, the focus teams, I guess, that we're looking at, or people are looking at for those that are on wildcard, are really kind of Liverpool, Arsenal, Villa, I guess, and then Brighton are the four. I'm not sure people are swerving City, so to speak, but you know, there are discussions about non-Haaland drafts as well. So out of those four teams, I mean, they're all teams that have got lots and lots of fixtures, which is really interesting. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. They're the better teams, obviously.
I fully get that some people are looking at non-Haaland, because I think, you know, we can all look at this, especially because, again, Europe either side and all what we're looking at, I can find ways in which people will want to captain someone else.
Yeah.
You know, if Mo doesn't have to worry so much about the Europa, he immediately becomes a great captain option, and he's got four good fixtures from 9 to 12. We know that Son doesn't have any European games, so game week 9, depending on what Korea do to him in the two games that he's off, Klinsmann likes to play him for 90 minutes. That could be that Fulham game might be a problem. The good part about Fulham is we play Monday night. So we've got Monday night and then no game to the weekend. So we've got that little bit of extra rest. And because it's last game of the game week again, you know, people love that stuff. So I think he's just going to be the overwhelming favourite for captain. With Mo being the early kickoff after everyone's been away. I think people are going to flock more to Son for captain in game week 9 than they would Mo. But in game week 10, yeah, you can see that straight away. That stands out. Forest at home for Mo, then Luton away, despite the fact that it's Bournemouth at home for City. I think people even will be looking at Watkins in game week 12, home to Fulham. Good options. All United asset home to Luton. If we just start the good thing about we haven't had that much opportunity to chase Luton, have we, really, so far? Like, the teams they've played is not the teams that we've owned players from.
Well, but no, I think some people got on the Chelsea train, obviously, but they have they've played teams in and around themselves more recently, obviously, with Burnley and you know, they've Everton and stuff like that. So yeah.
but they now naturally start playing the players that we've got assets from. So
yes,
that also brings into space other captain opportunities. And you do say to yourself, can I own someone that's, or can I captain someone? Or should I, sorry, should I own someone who's 14 million if I'm not going to cap him? I get it. But I'd get it more if there's easy ways to spend the money.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure there are easy ways to spend the money. I think there's good ways to spend the money.
I was going to say, obviously, again, it's. I guess we've spoken about it a few weeks ago when we were talking about like the Saka, Foden, Madison, like how many can you get? And you can only get like one with Salah, essentially. Mm. And if you only get one, then you've got to pick the right one. Because if two others bang out the four or whatever that's there, you're obviously going to miss out. But if you can get to four and you get two of them bang, then you get all of those points come to you.
Yeah. I think if you thought that you could, obviously, Watkins and Diaby are like going to be in on most people's wildcards, even if they're doing it now, ready for that stretch after the international break. A second Liverpool, you know, Trent.
Trent feels impossible to get to.
But not if you go no Haaland.
Well, not if you go no Haaland. Okay.
So obviously with a Stupinan being out today, you suddenly look at it and you go, hey, could you just make it up if you went no Haaland and you went Trent and Trippier? Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly.
But yeah, I think if you're going to go the no Haaland route, like make sure you've got people that you look at and you think that's special players to replace them. I've seen some where it just looks like a nicely well-rounded team. And I'm like, that's nice, but it ain't going to be so nice if he bangs a hat trick in and he's 150% owned.
That is a risk.
That is a risk.
It is a risk. I think anyone that takes that risk is, I mean, like, people aren't stupid. They're well aware that they're taking that risk. You know, friend of the pod, yeah. Andy Martin, he's going without him. Definitely going without him for at least until, because I think he's holding his wild card till like 19, 20, and then going to wild card him.
I thought that is his wild card. He's playing his wild card.
Oh, is he playing his wild card now for no Haaland and look, bring him back in like 19 or whatever, when 20, when they get a potential double.
Yeah.
Cool. So
it's cool.
Our teams, basically. Cool, we can do that. Let's start with you. What have you done so far?
So I've done two transfers. I'd done one early when we talked on the pod last week. I'd already done one. Which was Maddo in for Rashford. And I put that in thinking I'll need the £1 million for, I'll take Eze's brilliant fixture home to Forest this week, and then I'll use that money on a transfer on Eze next week. Then Eze gets injured. So that's a problem for me. I was already contemplating this week, before the Stupinan injury, hitting Porro in for a Stupinan. And so even though we knew Botman probably isn't playing this week, I was still thinking that that was the better space for me to use it for. Because like next week, Ward-Prowse hasn't got the greatest fixture next week. Whereas if Botman's back, I'll play Botman and bench Ward-Prowse for a week. So I was like, I'll run the risk. And if he doesn't, we can run Ward-Prowse out in any game. It's fine.
Yeah.
What I don't want to do is have to run Archer out in many games. But at the moment, I'm playing Archer away at Fulham. Rather than what I'd have to do, which is a -8 on the Eze transfer. Diaby's definitely the one I want. But like, if he's yellow flagged tonight, we don't know his training. And then you don't really get a very good press conference after a Thursday night game. I'm not sure I'm going to get enough that's going to tell me it's worthwhile doing that hit this week, as opposed to I can just wait 2 weeks, see what happens, still have the £1 million in the bank. And if it comes out the other side that he's not the right person for me, if this injury lingers or gets worse over the break, then I can look somewhere else on it. I think I'd rather do that.
Fair enough.
So Archer gets rolled out. It feels.
I don't hate it. Really, I don't hate it. They're just bad. They're just really, really bad, right? So they've really just they've rocked up with like 6xG so far this season. Like it's terrible.
Funny enough, like if I hadn't already wildcarded, I think I'd feel a lot better about it. I think I'd be okay about it. But it's almost like macho pride.
You bring him in on wildcard and go, okay, and cool, I can play him.
Playing Archer, you know. Well, no. Because I've wildcarded, you feel like your team should look magnificent, shouldn't you? You feel like you should be like, yeah, I've wildcarded. I've got a brilliant team. Where I was like, yeah, I've wildcarded. And now I've hit 2 weeks in a row and I'm still playing Archer. You feel like, oh, God,
yeah.
What have I been doing? Whereas if I was like struggling on to wildcard next week, and so I was like, nah, I'm going to hold this big chip I've got and I'm going to put roll up Archer out, I'd probably feel okay about it. But because I'm scrambling, I'm like, it don't feel good. But
yeah.
Hey, if he somehow jams something in off his knee, I will be over the moon.
I'm above average.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm above average.
Fair enough.
So -4 currently.
I can't think you'd need anything else. I mean, obviously Salah's come off at 46 minutes, so that's good. Son captaincy? Firm on that?
No, firm on that. So on Tuesday, it was Sun. Then yesterday, when I hadn't still seen Sun training and obviously heard a Stupinan was out, I was like, move that back to Salah straight away.
Yeah.
And then see him today and just think about how open Luton were the other night. I was like, I don't think I can go into that game not capping Son.
I just think you've got triple Tottenham. You've got triple Tottenham, right? So you are maximizing, putting every egg in this basket.
In the first game of the game week.
Yeah, you're basically saying my game week's gonna be great or I'm gonna have the worst weekend ever.
Yes. That's what being
literally captaining and having triple in. Imagine if we didn't win the game as well.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be the worst thing ever.
What you're saying is clear the schedule on Saturday afternoon.
I'd say book something, just get something to do on Saturday afternoon that cheers you up, potentially.
Oh, that by 2:30, before even the 3 o'clock games have done, taking a hit, my captain's played, I've had 3 players play. Oh, yeah.
That's
full Tottenham. That's what Ange is doing to us.
This is true.
All in.
Like, he genuinely talk about what I did last week after seeing that after seeing that that video of the crowd singing Angels. The vibes.
As soon as you see it, it's in. And also, I'm playing, the other thing that's probably just starting to sway me on this one is I'm playing golf on Sunday. So I'll only be around for maybe the second half of Liverpool game. And I'm like, oh, I want to be there and watch it and do that stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, real casual style. But if I think I'm getting 75 minutes of sun, if I feel really confident from the comments that we're getting 75 minutes of sun, I'm cool. I'm cool on it. If I felt like it was even dicey that it's 75 minutes, Mo's right there.
Yeah, it's true.
So there's something about the fact that, you know, having Mo at that low owned in a game against a really open team that are in, you know, they tired. Both Lamptey and Matoma played 90 minutes tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So both players likely to be down that side have played 90 minutes. And they're away. I know Marseille's not far, but that's real tired legs. That's some real tired legs.
They are learning as a club, Brighton. They are learning, definitely. Definitely. Okay, cool. So for those listening, you've got Areola in goal. You've got Pedro Porro, Cher, Cash at the back. Madison, yeah. Ward-Prowse, Son, captaincy at the moment. And Salah in midfield. Haaland, Alvarez, Archer up front. Flecken, Kabore, Eze and Botman on the bench.
No bench,
because Kabore's are not an option.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cool. So moving on to me, I haven't done much this week because I did all my transfers on Sunday night. It was fun.
Perfect.
It was fun. So, yeah, I went a bit nuts.
So we podded.
Yeah.
And we finished gone about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and whilst I was editing and getting everything ready, I just went, oh, actually, I saw some potential price changes, and I put this in, and I went, I've got 0.0. If stuff moves, I'm in all sorts of trouble. And I was still editing and getting stuff uploaded at like 1 in the morning. So price changes like 1/2. I was like, if I do it, I've got to do it now. Actually, I did it just before midnight. So that's when I was thinking about it. Just before midnight, 5 to midnight. And so I took out Edouard, injured. I took out Bumo, right wing back. I took out Botman, injured. And I took out Pope, just money. And I've brought in Archer as like the cheap option. And I could play him this week. I'm not playing him this week. Madison, because Tottenham, obviously. Trippier. Because Trippier is outscoring every Newcastle defender you could think of. And Strakosha for Brentford. You put him in my mind. And then when I looked and saw he was 3.9, I was like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realise he was 3.9 when we talked about it on the pod.
But... yeah. So I was like, okay, go on then. I'll just chuck him in there because Areola's nailed unless he's injured. And if he's injured, I'll transfer him out. No problem. So
there were so many wild cards to go. Like, if he somehow... does drop Fleck and then he comes in. Well,
I mean, he's instantly 4 million.
Yeah. And the rest.
Instantly. Yeah. And the rest, 4-4-1. So this week at the moment, I've got Areola in goal. Obviously, not ideal that against Newcastle, but it is what it is. Anderson.
Not much choice. No choice. You're taking Pope out.
Yeah. Taking Pope out. That's it. So Anderson to play against Forest. That's going to be a tough game because I think they'll be on the back foot quite a lot, and without Eze driving their creativity, they've got no Eze, no Elise, no Edouard. Like, where the hell are they going to create and score chances? Like, they're going to be relying on Jordan Ayew and Mateta.
You just got to play them in the home games, haven't you? You just got to play them in the home.
So you got to just trust that defensively they'll be sound there. Cash, he was rolled out. About 20 minutes to go, I think, 25 minutes to go. So he should
half-time,
be good.
Half-time, I think.
Is it half-time?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he should be good for the weekend. And then Trippier, obviously. I've still got Doku, who goal and assist in the Champions League in the week. I've got no issues there, really. I've got Ward-Prowse against Newcastle. So I've kind of Kind of hedging a little bit there. And then Madison, Rashford I've kept in at the moment, and Salah is my captain. And then Alvarez and Haaland up top. Obviously, Alvarez getting rested in midweek or was benched for the Champions League. So that's good. That's good. I feel like that's a good sign. Cher, Archer and Kabore on the bench. So I've basically got Cher, who's a... He's an expensive bench, actually. He's an expensive person to have on the bench there. But he'll come back in as double. It was a really weird one with West Ham playing Newcastle this week to try and work out which ones I want to play. And if I'm going to play Ward-Prowse, then I don't really want to play Cher. And if I play Cher, I'm kind of going, well, I just don't care about my Areola points. I just, it's a really odd place to be in. And I don't want to play Archer as much as, okay, he's probably the best option at that price. You know, I just don't want to play him because Sheffield United are crap. They're just crap.
Yeah.
I can't say any more than that. And
no son.
No son.
So Salah probably captain this week and next.
Almost certainly. Yeah.
And there'll be Spurs fans that ask us this, but then why would Maddo not be a captain option for you?
Because Salah's a better one. I think there's not much more to it than that. I mean, Salah's just a better captaincy option against Everton at home. It's as simple as that. And also, like, Fulham are okay. Like, defensively, they're not great defensively. They've got a great keeper.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see that next time. Look, if Son scores 5 goals on the weekend, you change your mind about that for the Fulham game.
Yeah,
so
okay. Don't have
to worry about the Fulham game right now. But for this week, you know, some players haven't got Son. If they've got Salah, you go Salah, I'd go Salah. If me and you didn't have Salah and we didn't have Son, so it was a Madison or Haaland option this weekend, where would you sit then?
This weekend?
Yeah.
I would probably, as a Tottenham fan, I'd probably captain Madison. And I think there's enough that says that Haaland in these tougher away games won't get as much joy as he's used to. So I think as we go through like the United and Chelsea games coming up, could be a challenge. I think Brighton's actually a really good game for Haaland. I low-key think actually Brighton could be a really good captaincy option for Haaland. And, you know, he's going to be captained by most people anyway. So, yeah. just think he'll be a good option.
Yeah.
That week. Although it's not like Duncan Webster are going to be away at international duty, is it? Well, Duncan.
I'm not sure. I'm not getting into that again after my last time I called them championship defenders. But I'm not sure I would take on Haaland and Madison yet. I'm just not sure I feel that way for him. But Salah, I think any of the next 4 or 5 weeks you can use him as a way.
Mate, look, let's talk game week 9, right? Let's just rewind our minds about 4 days. And this is not how they will defend, because this is not how Salah scores goals generally. But Carlton Morris basically vanished into thin air and Mikulenko couldn't see him. Like, literally, he couldn't see, didn't know where he was. Like, Salah's going to have an absolute field day. He could potentially have an absolute field day against Mikulenko. He is a woeful defender. Makes Dunk look Premier League level.
Yeah, he does. He does. The only thing that is a little not quite right on Salah is we're just not seeing the level of chances that we expect from him. You know, we are seeing better bonus than we've ever seen from him. We are seeing unbelievable XGI in terms of his all-round play. We are seeing remarkable consistency. So you feel like the floor on Salah is so high. You just feel like it's so high. Like, you would be amazed if he gets less than 5 points in any game.
Coming to you live from Villa Park, in the 96th minute of injury, 96th minute of the game, John McGinn has just won it with a Matty Cash assist.
Well, that is big for them. That is huge.
Will that change?
Well, that makes them just so much more comfortable in that group. So, yeah, Diaby again. So I'm not 100% ruling out. I'm not going to go -8. If somehow it turns up tomorrow, you see a picture of Diaby training, I might be tempted to just go the -8 also and stick Archer on the bench.
Yeah, I think so. For me, like Doku's like a really easy switch to Gordon next week. Like really simple. And now that I've freed up that Newcastle spot, I can do it. Whereas previously I couldn't get anywhere near their attack. Newcastle have the best attack in the league so far this season. Let's just put it out there. It's better than City's from an XG perspective. So, yeah, I mean, that should help me free up some money for later. And I also have, if we do see absolutely nothing from Rashford, I can't rule out another -4 next week. Like, because I'm gonna get a mil back in the bank anyway.
I think we have to just keep pushing. I do think that with wild cards and so many wild cards in play this week, next week, going onward, let's finish that Villa game. So that's
mental. I can't. Yeah,
big.
That's massive. Result.
Then, yeah, I think I will keep pushing in terms of where we need to be. So I wouldn't rule out again, even for myself, a -4 again next week. I'd love some calm. I'd really love some calm, but Salah cap. I think it's good. The Sun one, if we know, like we 100% know that he is carrying something, Sun. We 100% know. Yeah. So there's every chance that he sprints for something and does it in the first half.
Yeah.
There is, you know, a considerable chance that he pulls up. That's the risk on him. Compared to Mo, just never pulls up.
I do just wish he would take that international break off.
Oh, I wish he would, but it ain't happening. In the squad, it ain't happening.
Can someone just drop something on his toe or something like that? Give him a stubbed toe or something like that, so he can't leave.
I think at some point during the game against Luton, he will hobble off, and they'll hope that they can reach an agreement. I just hope it's after he scored a hat trick. that's a lot on. But yeah, they'll work that out. But yeah, I would say I'm 60-40 Son over Salah for this weekend, but it is only 60-40. It's not 90-10, not by any means on it, because you know exactly what you're getting from Mo. I'm happy to own them. Happy to own them both.
Fair enough. Anything else to cover today, mate? Short and sweet?
Yeah. We're short and sweet.
We're going to be back on Sunday, and then we're going to be taking a small break. It is international break. I am going on holiday. We may have a podcast out the second week of the international break. That's yet to be decided. We need to work out with our schedules how that's going to work. I'm not going to be up here in Aberdeen, and ordinarily when we pod and I'm not up here in Aberdeen, that we have issues. So unless we can work something out, there may not be a pod until we come back at the end of the international break. It's not ideal. It's not something we wanted to do, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. And if we can, then great. If not, then we'll come back for the after the international break has finished. Obviously, if you want to continue the conversation with us, you know, we are obviously on Twitter all the time. And if you want to continue with us you can come and join us in Discord, patreon.com/aboveaveragefpl. That's always a good way to, keep the conversation going. As I say, as always, if you do like the content, then make sure you hit that like button, hit subscribe, and vote for us in the FCAs.
Have a good game week.
Speak to you later, mate.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.